This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and this is edition 1975, recorded on Thursday the 7th of September 2017. At the end of this recording you'll find the autumn edition of Norwich Citizen. I'm Rupert Hipwell, and I'm joined on this part by Jenny Pierce, and we will be bringing the latest news stories from the evening news, as well as letters from the readers and our first feature from Derek James.
We always like hearing from our listeners, and you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. With your news, views and comments. But we start with our first batch of news stories. The sudden closure of a day nursery angers parents, and a new sponsor takes over a struggling city academy. But we begin with the news that the general manager of St Martin's Housing Trust is to retire.
The man who has been at the helm of a Norwich homelessness charity for the past 16 years has announced that he will step down at the end of the year. Derek Player has decided to retire as the general manager of St Martin's Housing Trust, having overseen major changes in the way the charity has developed. The charity started life as a night shelter more than 40 years ago, but has changed over the years to reflect the increasingly complex needs of homeless people. In April 2002, the old night shelter was replaced by the purpose-built direct access and resettlement hostel called Bishop Bridge House in Gas Hill. Other developments include Webster Court, sheltered housing with care for single older people who have been homeless or are about to become homeless. The charity provides community services, direct contact with rough sleepers, manages temporary accommodation for people whose homelessness applications are being processed, and an education and an employment preparation centre. Mr. Player said, "It's been a real privilege to advise the trustees about how best to spend St. Martin's limited charitable resources. I will carry two things with me into retirement. Firstly, the immense job satisfaction we all gain at St. Martin's from observing people who are at rock bottom rising up and getting their lives back on track through sheer persistence. And secondly, the enduring interest and support of all our many supporters throughout the county who, like St. Martin's, never gave up on the quest to eradicate rough sleeping from our streets."
Angry parents left hundreds of pounds out of pocket say a nursery in financial trouble, which closed overnight, chased them for advance payment just days before it shut. Fresh Steps Day Nursery on Bluebell Road in Eton emailed parents on Sunday, August the 6th, to say it would be closing the following day. It left many parents who paid in advance for August out of pocket by hundreds of pounds, and staff without jobs or weeks of wages, money which, in the email, the nursery said had been absorbed into company debts. It is the second time the nursery, which had 33 children on roll in the last Ofsted report, has closed, leaving parents owed money. Last summer, when it was called Eton Park Nursery School but had the same owner, Ofsted temporarily suspended its licence amid safeguarding concerns. Some parents say they are still owed money.
A troubled Norwich Academy, which has struggled to improve on stubbornly low results, is to be taken over by a new sponsor. If plans go ahead, City Academy Norwich, or CAN, will no longer be run by the Transforming Education in Norfolk, TEN, group, and will instead be taken over by the Bohunt Education Trust, known as BET. Though the move has the backing of the area's regional schools commissioner and follows 18 months of conversation over CAN's future, it's awaiting the final sign-off from ministers and is expected to be confirmed within the coming weeks. It comes 8 years after the school, formerly Earlham High School, became an academy in 2009, which at the time it was the second in Norfolk to do, and follows another year of disappointing exam results. In August, just 34% of pupils achieved a grade 4, which is roughly equivalent to the old grade C. And this is down from 38% in last year's equivalent headline measure. Principal Mary Sparrow, who will be joined by two executive leaders from BET, said it was a really exciting prospect and came after great strides had been made by the TEN group. Our number one priority is our students, and we will work closely with all partners to ensure that these proposed changes are introduced in a smooth and seamless way that does not detract from our core focus on providing the best possible teaching and learning for our students, she said. The school on Bluebell Road had a checkered last few years when it was local authority run, going in and out of special measures, recording some of the lowest exam results in the country, and being told to improve by the government. Though changes have been made since academisation, including a move to a new £21 million building, its exam results have remained low.
The yellow SOS bus that has become a refuge for clubbers in crisis on Prince of Wales Road is trialling a new location in the city. Supplying anything from flip-flops to first aid, the bus has moved to Castle Meadow, outside the Open, from last weekend. The bus, which is staffed by 50 volunteers, has helped thousands of clubbers since it was established in 2001, following the tragic death of two teenagers in the river. The initiative aims to relieve pressure on the ambulance service during their busiest hours on Friday and Saturday nights between 9:30 p.m. and 3:30 a.m. From November 2008, the SOS bus has helped over 3,000 people.
Gadgets could help older people in Norfolk to retain their independence and prevent loneliness, the county's Director of Adult Social Services has said. With Norfolk County Council needing to save £100 million over the next 4 years, including more than £30 million from its adult social care budget, a major shift in social care is pending. The council is looking at innovative ways to provide care, with Director James Bullion suggesting that voice-activated gadgets such as Amazon Echo Dot could help. That gadget carries out commands when users shout the name Alexa at it. The device is linked to Wi-Fi, and users can ask Alexa to answer questions, play music, order shopping, turn on lights or thermostats, and in a recent addition, alert preset phone numbers and emails in the case of a fall. The County Council's Adult Social Care Committee yesterday agreed to a new model of social care, reducing people's dependency on council services such as residential homes, while helping people live independently. The council is bringing in 50 extra social workers to help find ways for vulnerable people to live in their own homes. And Mr. Bullion said technology, such as Alexa, could have a part to play.
An era of fresh, funny, bold and brilliant broadcasting has come to an end, as Norwich's Mustard TV produced its final shows. For more than 3 years, the Archant-owned television station has kept us informed and entertained about the life and times of the fine city and beyond. But now Mustard is being sold to that TV's group, and it is thought the station will be rebranded That's Norfolk to resume broadcasting next month after a break with a different production team. Archant staff bid fond farewells to their Mustard TV colleagues, who have livened up the Norwich newsroom with their personality and professionalism. Rob Setchell, Mustard TV's head of content, said it was an emotional occasion for everyone involved. Archant, publisher of the Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, is now in advanced talks to sell Mustard TV Limited to That's TV in exchange for a stake in That's. That's TV is a privately owned local television business with a network that currently operates 12 local TV franchises in locations across the country.